Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of your program, The House of Topics, Back to Reality. Wherever you are, at home, at work, at any corner of the world, I hope everything is going great and you're doing well. This is Asma, and once more, I'm more than happy to be with you. Today, I have the honor of having two very special guests with me in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Muhammad Hussein Rajabian. I am doing my PhD in Islamic studies, and at the same time, I'm doing my Kharij studies at Qom Seminary.
Thank you for coming. And you, brother?
I'm Ali, and I've been studying philosophy, Islamic philosophy.
Yeah, it's very good to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you both for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours as the host and the audience. So as time goes by, we understand the importance of the role of celebrities and major figures in society and the effect they have on other people. And I guess there is no restriction for it, you know? They are doing whatever they wish in a way that there is no restriction for it. I feel there is no border for it. But they're going just the way they want to go, and there is no one to watch over them, actually. We would want to talk about the effects of these celebrities in modern day, in today's life, on the mind of people and their mentality.
The culture of celebrity and some, let's say, known people that are always on the board today is not something that has been in our culture from before. I think it is one of the
fruits of technology.
Fruits of, let's say, modernity.
Yeah.
And technology, that both modernity and technology that entered our culture. And I can refer to it as the culture of celebrity. So we see a group of people, whether they are actors or, I don't know, sportsmen or politicians. They usually are...
Even bloggers.
Even bloggers. They are always on the board and their pictures. And it's very interesting that they have always a say in every aspect of all...
Every aspect, yes.
Affairs of the society, be it their own personal life, be it the social issues and, I don't know, political and...
Even economical
and
issues.
Economical issues, yeah. Alhamdulillah, you are one step ahead and us, and you know, all of these. So I wanted to say it is something that has been imported to our culture, and it was not something among us. And we are now, our society now is celebritized.
Yeah.
And we, as you said, we see that they have their comments, they have their viewpoints and stances in different areas. And they try to create movements even in societies.
Exactly.
And in our societies as well, they try to create a wave in some certain issues. The West since has been actually involved in such issues from before, let's say, because they started earlier. And it has been imported from there to, to the East. So they try to actually remedy and cure this illness from themselves. I mean, so in the West, you cannot find, even in the US, let's say, you cannot find a celebrity to have a political stance, I mean, very directly. That contradicts the general, let's say, criteria of policy and
political... And they have special laws for that.
Definitely. So they do not dare, at least, to say whatever they like.
Yeah, so Brother Rajabian, what are your ideas about these celebrities and the culture that we are right now entering?
I think that nowadays people are more following their, you know, feelings than their logics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I think, the place, the hole that these celebrities have found. And from that, you know, they are impressing the people and influencing them.
You know what I always wonder is that how a person having a certain mentality, having a certain sort of school of thought, would take another person's idea, which is just like him. You know, a girl just like me, a man just like us, is going to give us a certain ideology. And I'm going to take that as a gospel truth.
Mm.
How is it possible? They are just like me. They have nothing more than whatever I think about.
This is a logical thinking. If you look at this perspective from the look at this issue from a logical perspective, it's true. That person is like me. What is his difference? He's just playing a role in a movie, for example. Or he is an athlete. He has gone, you know, practice and become a famous athlete. He has made a lot of money and he has, you know...
According to your personal point of view, what is the reason for them being the landmarks for people?
Because they have touched the heart of people or the feelings, I think. So I think that, for example...
So they're using their charismatic power.
Yeah, you know, he's playing in a famous football club, for example.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that club, and I like the way he plays, and I like the goals that he scored for my, you know, team. So in these ways, step by step, he inserts into my heart. So when he's in my heart, I think that now... Anything that he says should be followed. It is like a baby when I love my baby. So whatever he says or she says, yeah. I try to follow him. Okay, I will do that for you. So the same thing happens here. You know, that celebrity, I see that he's, for example, a great athlete or he's a handsome actor or things like that. So I see that because I love him, so his words, I should listen to his words. So in this way, I can show my feelings toward him.
Yeah.
So this is the thing that we have from this side, from our own side, and the celebrities from the other side, they know that. So they try to use it. So in the fields that they have no knows in that, they have no, you know, understanding about that, as brother said, economical issues or, you know, religious issues or political issues and things like that, that they don't know how to write it or how to, you know...
And sometimes I'm even sure they haven't read a book about that topic.
Yeah.
Yet everything they do is that they just spread their personal point of views.
So, yeah, they used now they have found this way. You know, these people love me. I have 10 million followers. So let's say whatever I want.
Exactly.
And this, at the same time, there are other parties that they use this. So in a normal way, who are my audience? My audience, for example, are 100 people. Mm-hmm. Now this person have 1 million, 10 million in a follower. So
now
I can use...
Now these numbers have got a lot to say.
Yeah.
So before we go into further opinions, let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, this is Back to Reality with Brother Alavi and Brother Rajabian. We're talking about the importance and the effect of celebrities in different cultures and societies. And we actually touched some points, but let's go further and talk about this very fact that, yes, celebrities have got a platform right now, and they have this power that they can touch the heart of people, and they use that power against the people, actually. Well, now in this point, shouldn't we go for educating people to know more about media?
Media literacy is really important today. To me, education in the field of media literacy is not only necessary for the students in schools or, let's say, in universities, but also for common lay people as well.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting to refer to one of the recent sayings of the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, where he said, yes, different celebrities can have their own words, and there are many believers, mu'minin among them, that they have very good activities in the society, but everyone should know whatever the celebrities are saying are valued and are important for themselves. I mean, the elite of the society, the scholars of the society, are those who are going to think for the leadership of any society.
Yeah.
People should know that The people of knowledge should think for the expediency of the ummah and the societies, not celebrities who have certain, let's say, expertise in a certain branch of certain, let's say, knowledge of, let's say, art. See? So these people, they are free to have their own say, but I think even it's again the duty of the Islamic government to define some, let's say, red lines for them.
And that, laws.
And laws that you are actually, you can actually move based on the red lines that have been defined for all the inhabitants and let's say all the people of this country. Mm-hmm. So we cannot exceed the limits of the limits of this country.
And I guess it's the right of the audience. That should be preserved by the government.
When there is a, for example, when the person is, let's say, a sportsman, we have to benefit from the expertise that he has.
Yeah.
So I think it's not fair to ask political economic question from this person. So it doesn't mean that a sportsman cannot be an economic scholar. No, he can, or he or she can be also a scholar in that field. But I'm not talking about the exceptions.
Exactly.
So if, in case I'm explaining this, so they are going, they might say, I mean, one might say, okay, why should you actually limit the circle of the managers and the, mm-hmm. let's say, the management of the society to a certain group of people? No. I mean, even an artist can be a politician in case he has enough knowledge and
exactly.
he has been fed.
And study.
Studying in this field, so he can be, even we had among the politicians who were a good artist,
or
and
sportsman.
There were some artists that were good, let's say, politicians. But we're talking in general, so celebrities, everyone who has a sort of less expertise in any area should not, I think, dare to have their own words
in
the areas that they have no expertise. Look, because it is quite, I mean, a rational expectation that we have it from a person. A person who is an Islamic scholar, like a marja, he is expected to answer, I don't know, different ahkam and rulings of Islam. But we see that a physician in some other part of the world comes and answers the Islamic rulings based on his own understanding. Have you ever seen any marja to enter, I don't know, the expertise of that physician, I don't know, eye specialist, to say that this is the way that you need to do the surgery on the eye cases?
That is the problem.
Cases.
We do not
but
talk
we,
of our
we
own
We are not
specialty.
Seeing the scholars, I don't know, the men of knowledge, to enter in those fields, but plenty of cases we have that these people are entering
the
in the fields that they
yeah.
have no expertise in.
Now we talked about education and media literacy. See, now there are different range of people of ages are using this media, and whether it be a kid or a grandfather, a grandmother who do not know anything about this media, yet they just go for scrolling things and they see things and they read things and they believe it. So how we should give people that much of maturity and understanding to go for the right thing, to see different material, yet not to get affected by every single one of them?
Well, it is very important to have this media literacy as a subject of a study in our educational system. So as we have entered the religious studies, for example, you know, physics, chemistry, other subjects into our educational system, so it is necessary that from the very beginning of the educational age of a person, he knows about this, you know, media and how he they deal with that. The same thing is about the parents. There should be special programs, courses for them, defined for them, special programs on the media that we have, the, you know, official media. And the same thing about the celebrities. I mean, they should be educated about the media. Maybe some of them don't have this media literacy, but still they are,
exactly.
you know.
And I guess there must be some socialist studies. And based on that socialist study, the scholars and the government should go for some laws, for some special studies at a school, at universities.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And that's a need, I guess, for nowadays, because media has been concurring all aspects of life in for all the different classes of society. So this was, I know that we still have a lot to say about that. And the more we open this Pandora's box, the more of things are going to come out of it. But then time is limited. And that's all the time that we had for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.